All right. I was talking to Diego Ojeda. He's with Relaya Group. We're here to talk condos. I was just showing him the Vine that I posted. So if you've never seen Vine, go to Vine and check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's also on our Facebook page. Diego, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jim? Happy to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell me a little bit about the bond. What's the bond, other than the stuff these guys trade on Wall Street?
So the bond is a new condo tower that we're developing in Brickell, in the heart of Brickell, on 10th and Brickell. And the address is 1080 Brickell Avenue. And it's the first British-themed building. It's what makes it very, very unique and interesting. We've teamed up. It's inspired by Bond Street, London, and the glamour that brings. And we've teamed up with photographer Terry O'Neill and have purchased a series of photographs, which are classic collector's items that are going to be displayed in the building of...
I want unit 007. Everybody wants that, right?
I want unit
007. But listen, you talked about that you're developing the bond. Yeah. Let's take a step back for a minute. Tell us a little bit about Relaya. You guys have been here forever. Give us a couple of seconds so we can set the table about your condo.
So we're
stuff.
A family company. My father started the company about 35 years ago. He's been developing in Miami. And mainly income-producing properties. We've done 8 high-rises and about 6 garden-style properties. The two last most notable developments we've done is 1 Broadway and 1450 Brickell.
Yeah, and all I can say is well done to your dad, Alan, for delivering that beautiful office building, the complimentary apartment building, which still stands today as the premier rental-only, single-purpose-use office apartment building there. Great place people live. I know lots of people live there. They love it.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. More and more you're seeing renters, and we develop we always think that renters are not second-class citizens. So when we develop rental buildings, we put the same exact amenities you would normally find in a condo building.
Hey, and your tenants are renters by choice. They choose to be there. But let's talk about the condo market for a second. Tell me a little bit about what's going on, because we've got a lot of listeners from around the country that have tuned in. They've emailed me a bunch of stuff. They all want to know what's going on with the condo market. How's the depth and how's the strength? And are we seeing buyers from the Northeast? That ought to take it 30 seconds.
All right. So Miami's hot. That's what's going on. During the last condo boom, it was said that basically we had built a lot more than we had actually built. And when we counted, there was about 20,000 units instead of the 80,000 people were saying. What happened in the last 3 years is that those units got sold. They got
naturally
quick. And
naturally,
what that did is it fueled demand and it fueled developers like me and others to start building. And we are building with a much safer model, which is a 50% deposit structure, which is something that's been done in South America and in Europe for many, many decades. And now we're bringing it to the U.S. via Miami.
So you're basically financing the buildings on the beginning with the deposits from the the owners.
Completely. And what we're doing is we're creating a partnership with our buyers. They are now with us. So their deposits are going into the building.
Okay. Well, listen, I think that's great now that your customers are your partners. I think everybody wants to be a partner with a real estate firm like yours.
Definitely, definitely.
Now, what do you see going on? Because we've got right by your area, we've got the SLS, we've got Related, we've got this guy, we've got that guy. Is the market deep enough? Because it seems to me what's going on is that we're creating a city out of nothing, out of sand maybe.
Well, I think that, because of the deposit structures and what people are funding, we've completely weeded out speculators. So all the buyers are real. So when it ever stops, it's real. So we're not going to be caught in what happened last time where everything was over-leveraged and people couldn't pay their loans. Here, it's cash, it's real, and a second component, which wasn't here before, is retail. You have City Center. You have the Miami World Center bringing tons of retail. The school in the center of Brickell has grown over 3 times. So these are the factors that make a city. Before it was condo speculation, 100%. Now it's building a city with real money for real people.
Oh, so you're really building a community. It's now becoming the Brickell community. I know they're getting a brand new synagogue there.
Exactly. At 1450 Brickell, we're 100% leased. 600 Brickell's now leasing up, and so as well as Fargo. So those are people that are working in Brickell and need to live in Brickell, and they don't want to do that 1-hour commute every single day.
All I could say is that most people should be stroking you and your pop 2 checks, one for that fancy office building you built, and more than one office building, actually. You built the Barclays deal, too. Well,
yeah.
Now Sabadell.
Yeah, exactly.
And also the JW Marriott, no?
Yeah, across the street.
Okay. So listen, tell me a little bit more. You've got all kinds of condo stats. I see all kinds of squiggly lines. Tell me some of the factoids people tuned in to hear.
Okay, so some interesting statistics is from 2002 to 2007, the condo number of months of supply always ranged between 6, 7, 8. You always had about 8 months. A healthy number is to be between 5 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Then in 2006, it jumps to 20. 2007 jumps to 37. That's the crash. And 2008, 40. We had 40 months of inventory ahead of us.
Jesus.
2009, it drops to 18, 2010 to 12, and 11, 6, 12, 4, and now we're at 6. So as long as we stay between this 5 and 10 number, mm-hmm. months of supply ahead of us, we'll be fine.
So are most of the condos incorporating art like you are? Because I think that art has really had an incredible way to differentiate these buildings.
You know what it is? Because of the deposit structure and asking people to put up 50%, you're talking to a completely different market. The person who's buying is someone who's educated, has money. They're much savvier. So they're asking and they're looking for higher finishes, higher amenities, and this touch of art. So it's a different buyer.
I got to tell you, and we've only got a couple more minutes left, but I got to tell you, is that I love the dirt that you guys bought. That south end of Brickell, your dad was a visionary, because that is in the mix, but easily accessible. Did I just say that? Does that actually exist on Brickell?
Completely, completely. There's one thing that we don't have is drawbridges. So the north side of Brickell, everyone always said that was like Fifth Avenue, New York. Well, one thing Fifth Avenue, New York does not have is rivers or drawbridges.
No, actually what you've got here is you've got a fabulous office place. You've got a fabulous place to work. You've got Mr. Big can live in the roads, be 2 seconds from everything else, or he can live in one of these Sky Loft penthouses. If you ever want to see some smoking great pictures, go to hashtag Sky Palace. That's the photos from my condo. And because I believe, just like we're talking today, that you must live in the sky. Miami is going vertical, and the views are now vertical. You see beautiful skylines, beautiful walk to retail. I mean, it used to be only you didn't even have Publix. Now you have three Publixes there.
Exactly, and one of them is the largest Publix per capita in the state.
Square footage sales, it blows it out the door. When I was single, I know people used to go there and meet ladies. I know you don't really do that, but the other Publix, the other there's three. One has like big bags of staples. It's really wild. Now, one more second, I want to give everybody a takeaway because we only have a minute. What's the takeaway on the condo market? Take a second and let's capsulate what you want to brand our condo market. Where are we today, Diego? Tell me one takeaway for the condo market that you'd like to leave everybody with. I'm sorry I didn't really say that well. You know, I'm still out there with the bad thing.
I think that Miami is very healthy. It's a great place to invest. And because of our tax structure, because of our location, the airport is growing, the port is growing, because of our languages, because of our weather, because of our teams. It's just it's such a vibrant city. And the fact that we have so much infrastructure being built, Miami's a very, very attractive place. In condo prices, I mean, we're at an average of $500 to $600. When you look at Paris, they're at $1,500. New York's at $1,500. Moscow's at $1,500 a foot. That's why you have so many Russians and Europeans coming over here, because we're just so much more attractive to them.
Well, Diego, I want to thank you so very much. People can get info on the bond. They can go to @thebond.
Bondbrickell.com.
All right, Diego, a budding superstar here in the Miami development community. We'll be right back after this to hear how developers like Diego can save money on their utility bills and their condo deals. Back after this. Well, jam it. I wanna jam it with you. Well, jam it. Jam it. And I hope you like jamming too.